Now that the El Niño that helped make the Arctic so balmy last winter has morphed into a La Niña, National Weather Service meteorologist Rick Toman says it appears Alaskans will finally get enough snow to ski and run dog sleds this winter. And along with more snow, there's likely to be some cooler temperatures.
The way things look now, we have a much better chance for at least some outbreaks of significant cold, which we got nothing of last year.
Because the outbreaks will be occurring in the context of a warming climate, Toman says we're unlikely to see anything like the harsh, week-long cold spells that were common a few decades ago. Still, they may take some people by surprise because recent winters have been so mild.
Most Fairbanksans remember what 50 below is like. But the last three winters have caused many people to forget, really, what can happen.
Toman says the El Niño may be gone, but two other important factors will continue to moderate temperatures in the Arctic this winter. They are a near absence of sea ice to the north of Alaska and continued above-average sea surface water temperatures in the Bering Sea and, to a lesser extent, the Gulf of Alaska. But despite the new climate change normal, he says other factors make it likely we'll experience a midwinter cold snap like we saw in 2012.
That could easily happen again. And more than easily could happen, it is virtually certain to happen sooner or later.
Toman says other areas around the interior are likely to get even colder than Fairbanks for longer period.
Particularly in the eastern interior, so say east of Fairbanks, there is maybe a very slight tilt towards significantly below normal temperatures on average. That's based on previous La Niña events.
Toman outlines the details of his forecast in his latest blog entry on the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy website, which he posted Friday. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.